Recorded live by jml.org.au.
We're Dafnun Tesavet Aleph, about 15 lines on top. Tanya Kikushin. Says the Gemara, we decided just now that first bring you the last thing you bring the Korban Tumi, the last thing you bring the Korban Pesach, and then you bring the Ketedis and then the Nev. And we asked the question, why the Ketedis and the Nev after Korban Pesach it should be preceded? In fact, there's a Braisa that clearly learns he does precede it. But Tanya Kikushin, we learn the Braisa exactly the way you asked. It says there the following. Tamid kaidim l'ktaidis. The tamid comes before the ktaidis, and ktaidis kaidemus and nedis, and the ktaidis comes before the nedis, and then the nedis is the pesach, and pesach is last. Yeuched davar shenemar by be'erev ben abayim. It should delay something where it says twice erev and ben abayim, two expressions of evening. The davar shenemar ele ben abayim bevad. I says the Gemara, but in the previous Gemara we said, "Vaksiv Oisa." We use the drasha of Oisa to tell you that this is the Me'erev Abayker Yaruch Oisa. This, and this is the last activity you do the Nedis. So how come over here you say that after the Nedis we still are doing the Pesach? Hi Oisa Meboyele Lemuta Avayda Shevafanim. Oisa to my Nedis. Where did you light the candles inside in the Beit Hamikdash? So any other activity Beit Hamikdash was Ketedis. Ketedis is an activity inside Beit Hamikdash. So we know from there that Ketedis precedes the Ned, and Ned comes after Ketedis. However, Umayniu Ketedis. However, it comes to Korban Pesach, which is Avodah Chutz, outside, that the Pasuk is now referring to, and that is the last thing, because it has two expressions of evening. I would have thought, it sounds like from that Pasuk that Yaktirena is after the Nedis. Ema, not like Nedis, but Esha, first light the candles, Vahodah Nak to Tay, then we should light the Tedis. Mi et Rachmana Oisai, therefore Tedis Oisai, El, to negate the Ketedis, but nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is last. So this Braisa argues. Rashi. Rashi Tomid kind of Ketedis, Ketedis kind of Neder. Time of five said Yuma Bedik Amalamuna. Aul Mutei Avoidah Shemefneim. Ahu Oisai Lav Lamutei Pesach. That comes to negate Pesach. Also Shu Avoidah Chutz. The Mestava makes sense. The Chikamamait Avoidah Prim. The Kavasikamait. Similar Avoidah to itself. Neder Avoidah Prim. Ketedis Avoidah Prim. They're both done inside.
If so, why Taka does the pasuk say Bahal? It says by Elois Chaver Nedes. Adonis Nedes says Bein Abayin Ktiren. It sounds like the Ktiren that comes afterwards. Lomeli Hachakam Rachmona. This is what Taylor meant to say. Be Eden the Madlekes Nedes. And why at the same time you light the candles? Tay Maxik Taylor. That's the same time you do the Ktiren. The Ktiren should have already been done. You might have thought the Ketedis should be done before the Tumid, then the Ketedis done after the Tumid. The same time you light the candle, the Ketedis should already have been done. Rashi, Tehei Mekter Ketedis, Kvar Tehei Mekter, should already have been done. Says him further, turn about me learned. Ein lav dover shekoidin l'tumid shal shachat. There's nothing that's done before the Tumid shal shachat. El Ketedis bavad. There's nothing done before the Tumid shal shachat. Only the Ketedis. Remember, but it says, why Ketedis? How do we know Ketedis come before Tumid shal shachat? Even though in Davin and Abai have Masada Seh Marocha, there it says afterwards. Why do we say over here, Ketedis comes first? It's Baboike, Baboike. It says twice the expression, Baboike, Baktedis. The Yuktim Ketedis, it's Ketedis, therefore comes first. Dovish, now Baboike, Baboike. It says twice, Baboike, early morning, in the morning of the morning. Chsibet says, Hiktin, Olav, Arang, Ketedis, Hame, Baboike, Baboike. It says twice the expression, Baboike. So therefore we say that it has to be the morning of the morning. The dover to a carbon tummy should lie never by Ella Baker Echo. It's only one Baker. So that's how we know that's the first thing. Rashi, Einloch, Koldova, Beishim, by the fire, Kaidin, Lutomish Shach, and fire that comes before Tomish Shach, Elok Tatus, Onik Tatus, Shenemabo, Bapash, Vatatava, Baboiker, Baboiker. It says it twice, expression Baboiker. The Tommy looks at Elochab Baker, but Tommy says only one Baker. Think more about it. The Ein Loch Dover, back to the Gemara, the Ein Loch Dover, Shemis Akiv Achat Tomit Shebin Abayim. There's nothing that comes after the afternoon Tomit. Elo Ketedis, Venedis, Upesach. This is what we learned before. The Ketedis, the Nedis, and the Pesach. But now we're throwing another thing in. Umechuse Kippurim. If somebody is, was a Zav or whatever it is, a Metzeda, and when he had to go to the mikveh, he had to wait till the sunset, and then he still has to bring a carbon. And that's called the Mechutze Kippurim. The Kol's man, he didn't bring the carbon, he's missing in the on the Kippurim, on the Kapara, and therefore he cannot eat from it. Somebody who's already Torah, went to Mitzray, went to Torah, but he forgot to bring the carbon on the day of the Pesach. He wants to eat the Korban Pesach. The only way he can eat from it is by bringing his Kapara. But it's already after the Korban Tamid.
So we suspend this mitzvah asay, this aveira really, that says you're not allowed to bring anything after Korban Tumid, and we allow him to bring the Korban. Otherwise, he won't eat from the Korban Pesach, which is Chayiv Kodesh. Only another Pesach we allow this. He goes to the mikvah a second time. He brings the carbon, goes to the mikvah a second time, and then eats the Pesach at night. Rashi. He forgot the kaparot. He didn't bring his carbon that is mechaperin. Kedim letami before the tamid. V'im lo yevien. If he bring it lo yechel pesach, he won't be able to partake from the pesach. The mechusik kipurim also be kachim. The onush kodes, he'll be get kodes. So v'achmanes we allow it. So table, he has to go and make it. Why go and make a second time? He went to make it once. He went to make it yesterday after the 7 days expired. Ava pisha tovel etmoy, already went to make it yesterday. Bishvi shloy on the 7 day. Tzadich litvol achar, you need to go and make it again. Shehevi kaparosay, with the day that he brought kaparah. Because it's now we learned in mechaymer b'kedush. We learned in chagiga ha'oinen. V'amechutz kipurim tzrich in tefillah l'kedush. They need tefillah a second time. Says the Gemara.
Does that mean that it's Pesach is the last thing,
Chuski Purim
comes a lot before that, and everything else
that
we said in that
Pesach
comes before then, or
it makes no difference. It makes no difference if Chuski Purim is before Pesach or after Pesach. The Easter of the Chuski Purim is Tamid. It makes no difference.
No, but wouldn't you have to bring the Korban to eat the Korban Pesach?
You don't eat it till at night.
Yeah. Okay.
And you shech during the day.
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmo b'noi Rabbi Yechim Ebruka, I'm sure this Rabbi Yechim Ebruka says, Af mechusik kipurim b'shayim b'shashana. We're not only referring to at a Pesach because of Maisa with Kores, any day of the year, that if you forgot that you brought Kram Shlomim, and after you remembered, hey, I didn't bring my kapara that I need to complete my mitzvah, you can go ahead and bring it. Shetayvul goes to Mikvah, Oichel b'kachim letter. He brings his other carbon, so they can eat the kachim that night. Rashi b'shai m'dashon im hei b'shal m'dav. He brought Kram Shlomim, kedim atomit. Who are you mechusik? He put in my name. He's mechusik when he remembered suddenly. Im lo yavi kaparasa lo yechel shalm. He couldn't eat his Kram Shlomim. Can you see? Ba'achlu. Now Rashi makes a big chiddusha. Who said it's important for him to eat it? B'chsiv it says, Ba'achlu oisam mashek kupa behem. The Gemara learns from that pasuk he should eat those who are forgiven from a koinim. Alma Rashi learns it. Achilas kachim asehi, that eating the kachim the mitzvah asehi. Bein hanechol and the koinim, bein hanechol and Yisrael. So Rashi makes a big chiddush here. There's a mitzvah for Yisrael to eat his carbon and it's part of the kapara. Most of Shani Magi. But Rashi says it here in the beginning of Psachim. And then there's a whole arichas on this and others, whether it's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to eat this as well or not, or just on the koin. But later on, the Gemara being the same pasuk, the Gemara actually only says the koin. Says the Gemara, "Vayte." Now, let's understand what's going on here. The Tanakhama makes sense. A Korban Pesach is a question of kodesh, so we suspend this iser, which is only an asay, in order to enable this person to be able to participate in the Korban Pesach. He shouldn't get kodesh. Okay, it makes sense. But a whole year, all it is an asay. You have, let's say, an asay. You have an asay to eat the korban. Nu, and you have an asay not to bring a kapara. So why should you push away one asay? My mahay asay, mahay asay. That's why es is not doicha asay, because why is one asay stronger than the other one? Es is doicha loisa asay, because es is stronger than loisa asay. But why should an asay be doicha another asay?
Why don't you
have
the
tzidani
question? You have
noisa. That's a mitzvah. It's a lav shem a ma'isa, and that doesn't right now. It's much later. So biyishloim etana kamel yove. I say the Pesach she yesh by kodesh that I say has kodesh. But yitche I say that shlomish ain't by kodesh. Because the way we learn in the Gemara Yevamos, it seems in the beginning of over there that the whole din of asay loisa says which is stricter. But here you have an asay which is yesh by kodesh. Obviously, it's more chomer than asay she ain't by kodesh. El Rabbi Shmo b'noi sheim brukim my umed ahay asay my asay. Why are you pushing one way from another? Taser already asks. We know that when do we say esed loicha loisa when they're be'eden? They have to be at the same time. And l'chedev asay deich asay should also be beidne. So even Korban Pesach, right now you're doing an aveda, you bring a korban. The what are we allowing you to do? The asay of eating the Korban Pesach, which is at night, it's not happening at the same time. Esh deich asay, you don't say that either. So what's going on there? How can you say it over here this way? That's Taser's question. Taser gives two answers, but the second answer is that when do you say that you need beidne when the asay is pushing away a loisa because it's stronger? A loisa seh really is more chomer than an asay. So how can an asay push away a loisa seh? Only if they're at the same time. Mashen in esen esen. Look like this. There's a big machlekes rishonim in Yevamos. How do we end the vav? How do you understand the whole concept of esen loisa seh? Is the pshat that an assay is stronger than a loisaser, and if an assay pushes away the loisaser, which is how the Ramban learns in Chumash Parshas Yisro. Or is it pshat that a loisaser is actually more chomer than assay, and that I is for a loisaser you get malchus, for assay you don't get malchus. That a loisaser is much stronger. But the Tater was mechadish that where there's an assay, the chatchil of the loisaser was never written. The Tater says, when I give you the mitzvah of tzitzis, there's no isa of klein. No abed there at all. It's which one is, how do you understand? So therefore, taste that he is learning over here, that since loisaser is chomer than assay, so why takas assay pushing it away? Not because es is stronger than loisaser. No, taste and fate is that loisaser is stronger than assay. Therefore, you need beidna. What do you mean beidna? Because the pshat is there's no loisaser written by that assay in the first place. But over here, when assay is doich and assay, the Gemara is learning, it's because assay is stronger than another assay. If it's stronger, who said you need beidna? This nekud of beidna is that where this assay is taking place, there's no loisaser. When can you say that? Only if it's happening in the same. When it's only happening at the same time, so you can say the Eibush just said, "Look, why are you doing this?" I say, "I'm removing the loisaser." But if it's a shail of stronger and weaker, who says it has to be the same time? Maybe if it happened an hour later, it doesn't matter. This assay is stronger. And since we're talking about assay sheyesh bekodesh versus assay sheimbekodesh, we're talking purely on the grounds of which is more chomer. That's how the second hand. The first hand doesn't agree with it. He learns that Zechariah says also because of Chumra, and yet we still need Beidna, has to give another answer. So this is a very important Tesis tree where you see in Tesis the Machlekes, how do you understand Esa Zechariah? Okay. Back to the Gemara. So what's Pshat? What's the Tana? What's the Pshat over here of Rabbi Yechim and Breuker? Why should we a whole year suspend this assay for another assay? And for the Gemara, there's no other assay. Why not? The Gemara is trying to find different answers where you're not over an assay for bringing after the Tumid. What is the assay after the Tumid if you bring a carbon that you're going to eat after the carbon Tumid? Here, you're not going to eat. What are we not going to eat? So the Gemara answers, Amar Avina, Amar Avchizder, Hocha bechatas oiv askiv. We're talking about a tzeder. One of the kabbalas he brings is a chatas. But we're talking about a very poor person, so he brings a chatas oiv. And because the chatas oiv, he doesn't have, this person, this Yisrael, doesn't need any part of the chatas oiv. She'ein l'mizbeach el adama. The mizbeach gets the blood and the kayin eats the meat. So the mizbeach gets nothing from a bird. By an animal, the mizbeach gets the fat. So there's a problem after the carbon tummy. But here, the mizbeach gets nothing from the birds. Therefore, the east, there's no east. The whole east is the haktorah. On the mizbeach after the tummy, there should be nothing nictar on the mizbeach after the hit. But over here there isn't, because chatas oif, which is kapara, there's nothing on the mizbeach. Rashi. Poor person, nothing goes on the mizbeach. This assay that you're not allowed to put anything on the mizbeach after the carbon tumid is written on the pasuk regarding haktore. That we know that the mechutzik kapara brings a few kabanas, but a chatas is the main one for his kapara. And the Gittach Sif, it says, V'kriv b'nei Hashem, v'chiper oleh, v'chatas koi b'yeledes. By yeledes, it says, it's talking about a chatas. So we know when it comes to a seder, it's the chatas that does it. And therefore, there's no Easter after the Tamid. That's not there, it's not at all. No heter. Now, Papa, but Papa gets another answer, Zingim Oda. I feel the tem chatas behema. Let's talk about a chatas behema as well. I a chatas behema, we know that the fats and all that goes on the mizbeach. Isn't there an Isra Asay, and why should you push away the Isra Asay after Tumid? That is emphasis gemara. Mala, you lift, you bring up the animal, but you don't put it on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to roast it. Umelina bereishis, you put it on the edge of the mizbeach. There's an Isra of lina, you're not allowed to leave things overnight. But if you leave it on the mizbeach, there's no Isra of lina. So you leave it on the mizbeach overnight. There's no Isra of bringing a carbon after the carbon Tumid because you didn't put it on the maroch. You didn't roast it on the mizbeach. You do it tomorrow after the carbon time in the morning. Aye, what about the psulina? There's no psulina because you left it on the corner of the mizbeach. Rashi, malum lim roshim mizbeach. The sefer says, "V'kriv na Hashem v'chiver leh." You bring it to Eibushim mechaper. L'mocha yaktin tomorrow. You makted la'achat tamid shoshachar. So he, as far as he's concerned, he has a kapara ready. He brought it on top of the mizbeach. But tomorrow you roast it. La'achat tamid shoshachar. The lina ain't the peselis. What about the questions overnight? It doesn't possible b'roshim mizbeach on top of the mizbeach. Yedam mizbeach. He paid the mizbeach mekadosh. L'div hakod lo yardu. He didn't because it doesn't go down. Says the Gemara, but there's another two kabbanas that the Mitzvah brings. Ve'ika Asham. What about the carbon Asham? He has to bring that also. How do you bring that after the carbon Tamid? And which is definitely not a bird. So Bishlai Melarav Papa says that you bring it on the Mizbech, you just put it on the corner, so you do the same thing with Asham as well. No problem. Hainu de Malila. So you leave it overnight on the corner of the Mizbech. Fine. El Rav Chizda, Ma'ikla Mechizda, the one who said you brought by chatz, you brought a bird. Nothing goes on the mizbeach. But an asham is an animal. You have to bring it on the mizbeach. How can you do it after the korban tamid? Ma'ikla Mech, what are you going to say? Amri Shekodav Hashamai, we're talking about a case we already brought Hashem. He remembered right before the tummy brought up, so he had enough time to bring the Hashem, but he didn't have enough time to bring the Chattas. That's why we're discussing the Chattas. But Hashem is not an issue. You brought it up already. Freddy Gemara, but there's a third carbon, Viko Oila. There's also carbon Oila that has to be brought up, how can you bring, and that has to be an animal, how can you bring that up after the Vichitema? Oila Lemak, the Oila is really not important to the Kapari. You bring that tomorrow. Remember, we're trying to just to make sure that he can eat from the carbon tonight. And the Oila doesn't matter, you bring it tomorrow, but Tanya Belim. Rabbi Shmuel benoyes Rabbi Yechon ben Bruka Oimer Keshem shechatos va'ashamim ma'akvenoyes. Just like the carbon chatos and Hashem, those two kabbonis, I'll prevent this mitzvah from taking part of kabbonis and kachim. Kach oilase mikamakvoses also holds him back. Why can't we give the same answer just gave by Hashem? You already brought the Hashem. You already brought the oila. The chitaim is talking about kishik carbon. You already brought it up. You can't say that with the oila. Why not? Because we know there's a certain order of events. Umikarbo oilase kain chatos erishin. How can you bring the oila before the chatas? Well, Tanya, we learn the Fedesh Nabraisa. It says in the Pasig, Vihi Kriv Ezashel Chatas Rishayna. It says in the Pasig, you should bring the chatas Rishayna. The first thing you bring is the chatas. Ma Tamalem, what do you mean? What does the Pasig want to tell you, Rishayna? It says, Vihi Kriv Ezashel Chatas Rishayna. To teach you, what's going to teach you? Im lelamed shnei kedemes la'ila. If just to stamp to tell you that it's before the oila, then we know that already. It says, the next pasuk says, and the next karmah should be the oila. So obviously the chatas comes first. Why does it say rishayna? Elazeh bon ab lechol chatoyz. It comes to teach you regarding all karmah chatoyz. She koydmes lechol oilas haboyzimon. A chatas always must precede the oila. The kaimla, and we have the rule that afilu chatas oif, even just a bird, is koydemes la'oilas behema. Chatas comes first. So don't tell me a story that the oil was brought earlier. And therefore, my question is, according to Rav Chizda, that the only way that he was able to say that you bring the carbon after tumit, that you bring the carbon tumit and you don't do on the mizbeach, you put it on the side. What about the oil? The oil was an animal, and you had to put it on the mizbeach. How can you bring up the carbon tumit? Rashi. Well, ikasha mitzayda the law say, oh, that's not a bird. What do you do with the blood from the ashen? You put it on the thumbs. The chatas v'ashem pshitilon. Surely we have no question the ma'ak v'tara la'achiz kachim that holds you back from eating kachim. Chatas can ashem be fine, be led by a woman to give birth. Ashem shadim imenu l'bahinus. We need the blood of the ashem for the thumbs. Obviously, you need to bring it before you can go ahead and eat from the kachim. What about the sheni? The first sheni basre dahu cry after pasuk see which was bitu by shvua. We said you'll do something in me'ele. You didn't know. Kivin the sheni oil the chatas havarishin. Oil the second chatas first. Why is the chatarishin to tell you not just by shvua's bitu, but every single time you bring two kabbanas, a chatas and oil the chatas always first. The bana av habinyan hazeh bana hakos of av. This is the binyan av. The lame lechol chatoy teach all chatoy she kadmu leolus habayzim menu. The shail shuv is a rib. The very first shail. He asked the question, he wants to know why sometimes it says, we say, binyan av, aim le mesedis, aim le mikra. When do we call an av, when do we call it an aim? So he says, maybe an aim is a mother only takes care of her own family, and that's where it stays. And the father takes care of other things outside the immediate family. So he says, whenever you do things and you're learning for outside of yourself, you call it av. And whenever you're learning things which is negay only to itself, it goes by aim. And that's why it's called binyan av, because what you're doing, you're learning to dinim which are totally outside of what you're learning right now, totally separate, and yet you're learning from him. So it's a binyan av. And aim lemikri is how do you understand pshat in this very pasuk? Aim lemisay, the way it's read, the way it's written, and so on. That's what the Rif wants to say. The kaimlam bezvachim perik altoda the high binyan av lo itzich el lechatzas oif haboim oil behema that the chiddush is that even a oif. You would think that an oif for the behemah, behemah becomes more chashuv. No, but if it's a chatas or oif, it precedes the behemah. Could go in your letters, ashida, a rich lady. A rich lady gave birth. She'll bring an eil of behemah, shemaviya eilas of behemah, but her chatas is still an oif. By a mitzvah, only a poor person brings a chatas oif. By your letters, everyone brings a chatas oif. Shehikdim chatas loyla comes first. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, so maybe we can answer, shiny, oilless mitzvah, maybe an oil of a mitzvah is different, the Rachman Amar Zeta says, the hell, the hakoyin is a oil, it says the hell he brought up. It doesn't say Yale, it says Hele. Shehele Kvar, that maybe by Metzai the Taka he brought, it's talking about he brought the Oila and the Ashram before the Tamid. And generally speaking, we need the Chatas before the Oila. But this, by a Metzai, you're allowed to bring the Oila before the Chatas, which is what he did. Because look at Rashi, the hell are coin as well the minchad bepar chatzikstiv. And with the havel and mitzvah should have written zois ha'oile yale. Sorry, the es oile yale. Instead, it says the hell mashma afila hevi oile coin lechatzikchap. Even brought before, even the vav is right. But here we have a special. So obviously, you said something else. So the hell over here means something else. Teacher, you already brought it up. But we're invited. Om the Rav Shem and Rabbi the Puppet. Rav Shem and the Rabbi said the Puppet. The Doch according to you the Amid. You say you the Puppet want an answer that Maale Umelina. The Rosh Hashem is Beyach. So you say what? You bring it up at night on the corner of the Mizbeach and it sits over there in the following morning. So therefore you're allowed to eat from the Kachim and you have to even say because you're not burning and roasting on the Mizbeach. And the following morning after the Korban Tamid you bring it on the Mizbeach. Isn't that a problem? Vavdinon Milsul the Kainim the Asur the Kala. You're causing Kainim to be over an Aveda because the Kainim who at night, the night shift, they don't know, they see this over there, they're going to put it on the Maracha, and they'll be even Aveda, because it's coming after the Tamid. The Savid Yemu, the thing that this belongs to this past day, but also Lakturi, and they'll bring it and put it on the fire in his back, it'll be even Aveda.
Which means that
would think that the thing I left over, you don't have a chance to burn all the kabbanas. Even the carbon, if you don't have a chance to do that, you can do it at night.
That's
as long as you started.
Yeah.
It's not rich lavar, even meat.
That's what hefty chalavim means.
That's right.
The leftover that you didn't have.
Amalei, koinim zrizinein. The koinim azrizim. This is what we said yesterday, that yesterday we were talking about shchita or something else. Koinim azrizinein. They're very careful and diligent, so they're going to tell each other. They'll tell the night shift, guys, watch out. Rashi. So he answers reasoning the Hamal and Sham and the one who brings up the idea the echo teaches tell his brothers that be careful.
Are we talking about limbs or the entire body of the carbon?
Which carbon are you talking about?
It's
all the same. Oil is a whole animal, but it doesn't make a difference. It's all the same thing. It doesn't make a difference. Why? The din is, before it happened, you had an oiler, a real oiler, and you didn't have a chance to bring it before the tamid. You like bring it all night. Every part of the animal you can bring all night if it belongs in Mizbech. It doesn't necessarily limit to limbs, in fact. Anything left over of a carbon that belongs in Mizbech, you like bring it at night. Because the main part of a carbon is the shechit of the zikr. It's all to do with blood. The main part of a carbon is the blood. Everything else is Achilles and Zbech. Second one, right? Omle Rav Asher Abkana, Rav Asher Abkana, Rav Amr, others have been able to know a puppet, a puppet, for Kamba delay miskatre emurin koini, le motzi ochle basa, le choyre, he asked the question. You, that puppet, say that we don't roast the animal. It just sits on top of the Mizbeach. We know that as long as the Mizbeach didn't... Remember, we learned that in Koinim, Meshuchim, Gavoy, Kazachi. That Koinim eat their portion because the Ebesha eats his portion. So as long as the... Let's say by the Chatzis. As long as the Chatzis behemoth, the Ebesha gets certain parts of the animal, and the Koinim gets certain parts of the animal. So the Chayde, the Koinim cannot eat their parts of the animal, calls man the Ebesha didn't eat his parts of the animal. And you're telling me the Ebesha is not eating his parts of the animal till the following morning. So how can the Koinim eat at night? And it's very important that they eat at night because we just said, the Tanya we learned, Yachol Yia Koinim and Ashayim, we were thought the Koinim would not eat because of Ashayim, Koinim Maktonis, and before you burn, you roast the fat and the Tamil Loimer, the Hikdir HaKoin as a Chelev HaMizbecha, the Hod, and after says, Vahya Chazal Al Bonav. The Kama, and so let them wait in the morning, but we have a rule, the Kama, the Koinim, the Ochli, Bosa, Bailam, Schapi. The whole reason why we're bringing this carbon now is so that Bailam should be in the Schapi, so that they can eat from their carbon, whatever it is, carbon Pesach or whatever, carbon according to the other one, any carbon the year, but the Chayda, he cannot eat from his carbon until the Kainim eat from their part. But the Kainim cannot eat from their part until the Mizbeach eat from his part. So what's going on here?
Any carbon which is normal during the day, right? So mm-hmm. It's normal to go on the Mizbeach.
Yeah.
And the
risk
of it,
let's say,
the risk
goes
to the Koyanim, right?
Yeah.
So what do? You take the whole Kolben up to Mizrach, you take only the moving and the
normal... Wait a minute, the Koyanim roast their part off the Mizrach.
Sorry?
The Koyanim roast their parts off the Mizrach.
Correct, so now the only thing is the moving go on the Mizrach, right?
Yeah.
So here we're looking for something of a Kapolah, for a Kapolah, so we only put the things that will need to be burnt on Mizrach, we put the whole Kolben on Mizrach.
If it's Chattas, we were talking before about Oila, but Chattas, you're right, Chattas is only the part, the Koyanim get the Chazev HaShaykh and the and the rest of whatever is going to the back.
So when you ask the
of that carbon, of the carbon chattas, we're talking about. So we're saying over here, what do you achieve?
Other than the Korban Pesach, why can't I wait till the next day?
Because of you're losing time. He brought a Torah. Torah can only be eaten by day and by night. If he's in Kesach, wait the next day, he's finished. His Korban goes nicer. Can eat. And even a Shlamim, he lost out to a day and a night.
Even though Shlamim can have a day and a night, you can't do it in the way that you're going to lose time, even though you get an extra day out. Ain't
maybe in Kotcher Beis Absul, we discussed yesterday. Say, my right. And the rule is, and this is the main thing, they have a kapara. The Tanakh we learned, this is the same passage we've learned Rashi before, they should eat those who are forgiven, and the Gemara says, so the Gemara is lost and always is that the Kainim is the part of the kapara, not the Bailim. Okay, first of all, we're talking about Kachatas, but we have no limit for Shlamim. Rashi learns that because whoever the Bailim are, here the Bailim by Chatas are the Kainim. By Shlamim, it's the Israelim and the Kainim. Anyway, the question is, how can you do this? Omale, so the Papa answered back, Kibin the Leyevshid, over here we have absolutely no breda. You cannot bring it right now, you cannot bring it after the carbon tummy because it's not say, so therefore we treat it as if, also we treat it, Kemish and Nitmu, as if the rest of the carbon became tame, Oisha Avdu got lost. And the dinis of the rest of the carbon got lost. As long as it is a zrika, the carbon did its job and the person have a kapara. So in this case, we're going to imagine that's what happened. The Tanya we would have learned, Yachal, I would have thought, Nitmu and Murim, that when Murim became tame, Oisha Avdu got lost, Lo Yikon is a Koyim, they shouldn't get their portion. So in this case, we allow the Kainim deed that Knights of the Israel will have his kapara and so on. Rashi.
And we say it's like it became Tom, and if it became Tom, you wouldn't be able to burn the Mizbech. But here, whatever you got, you will burn the Mizbech tomorrow.
That's true. So, yeah, exactly. Rashi. Mezni kokam le mikter mori in the chatzes kaini, but the chatzes le mozi al kaini, the bailim lave le kapore, no kapore, but I'm chutzi kipurim, which look chutzi behe, here we catch makani eat, because they shake and a sunim le kaini, min a shlam from the shlam. Eating tell you that even by chila has to do with the kapara. Awesome. We imagine commission in tamu or shavdu got tummy or became lost. Umishri koyni machil is bossed ladi. Eat it. We have a kapara lebayim. Kapara lebayim. Said more about it. Rav Kahana, Rambam Rav Kahana asked the following question. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk that lo yoli, you should not let it stay overnight. Chelev chage, you should not let it stay overnight. Ad boiker until the morning. Is mashma to my compeisach. Ad boiker who deloy till the morning. You cannot yoli in hot color lila kuli yoli. But at night it can rest a whole night. You can leave it down the bottom and bring it up later at night. It can stay a whole night. Another pasuk says, it says, it sounds from the first pasuk that any time during the day and during the night you can bring up your carbon. Don't wait till the next day, but this day, any time of the day, you can bring this carbon. That's what it seems. And then we brought it before, it says that after the first carbon tamid, you bring all the chel v'shlamim, and after the second one, but you cannot bring after the carbon tamid. And the other pasuk sounds like you could. Rashi, Yokol Al Yol, the matter down the below. Umalon, Umaktin, and Kol Al Lila. It sounds like me, you can do it any time of the day and night. Forget about it, you're not limited by the carbon tumor of the afternoon. The Ein Nitzim, Elin Kay, Motzen, Bala, the Shachas. Only time it possible is if you left it over till the next day. Kishul, the matter down, it didn't bring him to Bechet. Alma, Kol Al Lila, Rola, Haktir. And then you bring the other passage where it says, Vaksiv, Allah, Hashem, the Mashma, Shaloyis, Akev, Dover, Acha, Tommy, Ben, Abayim. Not should be able to tell me, how's that work? And for the Gemara. Who mefarvel? He asked a question and he answers a rhetorical question. Kishin et taisru. He's talking about that if it's left over, as long as you sprayed the blood before the carbon tummy, then you can bring the carbon mizbech anytime. There's no iser. The iser of after carbon tummy is only spraying the blood, because the main part of a carbon is spraying. Nothing should be sprayed after the carbon tummy. But if you sprayed this carbon before the carbon tummy, the carbon pesach, and then you mark it after, no problem. Or any other carbon. Rashi, Kishon Taisu, Mekabonish, and Nizrik Daman, you sprayed the blood, Kaidim Tommy, he speak Ulahaki, he didn't have a chance to bring it. The Kiva and the Nidal Akrava, since it's suitable Akrava, Kaidim Lachain, since it was row to put him as bear before the Tommy was brought up, Al-Lachain, Al-Tommy Shashachar, who Muslim. So it's considered a continuation of something you started between the Tommy Shashachar and Tommy Shabbai, and you're allowed to continue. Because the main part of the Karma is the blood. So all night long you're allowed to put him as bech. And we have another pasuk which says oila shabbos b'shabbate, that the oil of shabbos left over, you're allowed to put him as bech any time of shabbos. But v'loy oil of chabbos shabbos, but Friday karm, you're not allowed to leave till Friday night. You're not allowed to leave a Friday karm to shabbos. V'loy oil as chayil b'yamtiv, nor can you bring an oil of chayil onto yamtiv. So how can you take the carbon Pesach that you're supposed to be makiv the day and bring over the leftover at night? You're not allowed to. It says oil oil is chayil b'shabbos oil chayil b'yamtiv. Teish already asked, how do you know the oil chayil b'yamtiv? So because you know oil chayil b'shabbos, how do we make that leap? The pasuk is oil shabbos shabbate. Who said yamtiv? If somebody had taken for yechal nefesh and all that, who said you can't? Rashi. Rab Abba Bachi already asked this question to Rabbi Avu. The Shanilei answered, it depends. Here we're talking about if Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, the Chel be Shabbos craving be Yomtiv. And therefore, the Chel be Shabbos you can bring on Yomtiv, because you have no breda. If Erev Pesach is for Shabbos, you have no breda. So then we say that Chel b'Shabbos can be brought up on Yom Tov. So that pasuk that says that you're allowed to bring it at night is talking about when Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos. And the other pasuk that says that you shouldn't leave over is talking about a normal weekday. Says the Gemara, Amalem from the Chel b'Shabbos came on Yom Tov, because you have a case. That the Chalav and Shabbos are on Yom Tov, you have no breda. Anan Neku v'Neim el Ha'ikra b'Avot Chel b'Shabbos. So you're taking a pasuk which is open-ended and you're limiting it now only. This pasuk lo yol chayil chagat boiker means at night you're allowed to. He's only talking about a case where Pesach is out of Shabbos. We're out of Pesach is Shabbos. Amalei shavke lekra du dachik umoike menafshe. He says we have no breida. Since we have a still in the pasuk, we have no breida. But to learn that the pshat in this pasuk, which says that only until the morning, lechayil mashma night you can, is only limited to the case of Pesach falls on Pesach falls on Shabbos. Okay, Mishnah. HaPesach, if you took a Korn Pesach, Sheshachtu Yishachtu Shaloi Lishmoa, you didn't have a mind of Korn Pesach, you had a mind of Korn Shlamim. And by a Korn Pesach, if you had a mind of Shaloi Lishmoa, it's no good. The Kibol, the Holach, or you have four Avedis. Either the Shechita, or the Kabbalah Saddam, accepting the blood from the neck, or the Halicha, walking with it to the Mizbech, or the Zika, pouring it, because Machlek is what you do with the Korn Pesach, whether you spray it on the Mizbech, or actually you pour it down. This Mishnah holds you spray it. So what happened was, Shaloi Lishmoi, you did any one of these activities, Shaloi Lishmoi. Obviously it's no good. Next step is the bigger Chiddush. Oy Lishmoi u Shaloi Lishmoi. You start out having in mind Lishmoi, the right Kavana, which is for Korban Pesach, and then you change it Shaloi Lishmoi. Are we talking about two separate Avodah, one Avodah you correctly, one you didn't correctly, or the same Avodah? We'll soon, the Gemara will ask that question. Oy Shaloi Lishmoi u Lishmoi. Or you started out first Shaloi Lishmoi, Yarman Shlamim, and then you turned to Lishmoi Pesach. All these cases are puzzle. All these cases are puzzle. Rashi. Two separate avodas, one you did correctly, one you did incorrectly. Back to the Mishnah, Keita, what are we talking about? What do we mean? Lishmoi ulu shaloi lishmoi. The Mishnah spells out. Lishmoi means l'shem Pesach. And what do we mean shaloi lishmoi? L'shem shlamim. Later on we'll see if he had the wrong people in mind and so on. Shaloi lishmoi ulu shmoi means l'shem shlamim ulu shem Pesach. Says the Gemara, Boyda Pover. Pover had a question. Ba'avoida achasan. Are we talking about during the same avoida you had in mind lishmoi and then you changed it shaloi lishmoi? You started having in mind Pesach and then you changed it shlamim milu shchita. Is that what happened? Or two separate avoidas. The shchita you had in mind Pesach, and when it came to Kabbalah you had in mind shlamim. What's the shaila? Be'avoida achas tanan. Is it talking about one avoida? So he had two separate thoughts, and the first thought was correct. The second thought was not correct. And this Rabbi Yosi, he in the Mishnah is talking going according to Rabbi Yosi. Machlekes Amei Rabbi Yosi. You had them. You said tumuras oila tumuras shlamim. According to Amei, you look at the first thing you said, and therefore it's a tumura. According to Amei, no problem. Then if the first thing you had in mind was lishmoy, and the second thing you had in mind should loy lishmoy, you look at the first thing you said, and you said lishmoy is a kosher carbon. Why should it be possible? Then the question must be according to Rabbi Yosi. He says af begmar. That you look at both. So how do we deal with that? That would be only a Rabbi Yosi question. That's a shaila. Could either made on top of the dish, you go to the first lashon. Perhaps two separate avodas. And I feel that mayor, even a mayor said the amar top of the dish, and you look at the first lashon. Hani mil bavodachas within the same breath. You say two lashonas. You look at the first one. I will b'shtei avodas, two separate disparate avodas. By shchita you had one thing in mind, and by zrika another thing. Even a mayor's mind, it's two. It's a problem. Moide de mipsel. It's possible. Rashi. Also, you look at the end of the words. Because he says it's possible to say two things at the same time. He said first tmuras oila, then he said tmuras shlamim. The mayor says hi, raise tmuras oila. The first thing he said. The mayor says it's impossible to say both. You wanted both to happen. You can't say both at the same time. Therefore, we listen to everything that you said. What do you do? You let it wander about till it attracts a mum. V'timochin you sell it. The yavi b'dmei chetze oila b'dmei chetze shlamim. The money you divide half oila half shlamim. Is that pshat? I'm going to Rabbi Yosi. This question. I deal with Rashi b'shtei vayisnan. Achaz ayeshu l'shmoi top of the page. One chichu l'shmoi. He thought l'shmoi. Uvishnei second avayis shloi l'shmoi. V'hachad l'klamemet first lashon can't say look at the first lashon. Shadi arba osan avayis shuzukedu. Each avayis is just as important as the next one. Vivtzol as a zevach b'achin. You can ruin the zevach with any one of them. I feel that I may a piece of good puzzle.
Thank you for listening to another one of our great recordings. We hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture and found it enriching and inspiring. To download and listen to many of our other recordings, please sign up today for a free membership via our website, www.jml.org.au.